Hype Network presents.
Oh boy, I am excited to get started with this episode because I know it's been long awaited that this has been one of my favorite subjects that I want to talk about. So let's just get started. Let's get into it, shall we? Let's go. Hey folks, welcome back to the Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doraiswamy. In this show, we talk about philosophy, motivation, and journaling, not in that particular order. And in this episode, we are going to talk about my inspiration to this niche and why I find this niche more like this is going to be my space, and philosophy and motivation is just going to be like the sub pillars or the pillars and foundations that I would like to jump on and off. But basically, I like to talk about journaling now because it's a newfound passion that I feel I want to get it out on the world and hopefully help you guys. And then, you know, we can make something happen. So before I, of course, forget, if you haven't liked this, if you like this episode, give it a thumbs up, subscribe. And if you're watching this on Spotify, love you guys. I love it when you guys tune in and listen. And now let's talk about journaling. So, of course, the first question that I would like to answer is who inspired me to get started in journaling? Of course, journaling to me, as a person who talks a lot, it's not really something that I liked in the beginning. To think of it, I am not even a very good writer. Believe it or not, I am not very good in expressing myself in written form. And it's kind of weird, a podcaster who doesn't write is talking about journaling. But hear me out. I love the idea of journaling because one is, it brings the best out of one's person. And to answer the question that I've completely ignored, is that there's only one person that got me into the interest of journaling, and that's my friend Paul Miller. Shout out to you. We had two episodes. I'm going to put it here. And he got me into journaling because he also is an author. He released his own book about his life, physical therapist, hip-hop, music, torn ACL. You guys know the story. Again, go back and check out those episodes. So yeah, he inspired me to do this, and I think I finally found the niche that I just want to be a part of. And yeah, philosophy is also going to be another niche we're going to open up. Of course, my take on that is questioning beliefs. You already know that segment. Boom, I'm going to put that up there. So kind of digressed. So now I want to answer the one important question, and I want to give this question to you. You guys can answer this on Spotify or on YouTube. Why should you journal? And I will answer it, if I'm talking to myself in third person, is because there's something about it that that's very interesting, where you get to remember the good things and the bad things, and you get to put it down on paper, or you get to express it in an outlet of your own creative flow. So, you know, for me, I am working on a book, and I'm excited to let you know that I am working on a book, and I'm looking back at the things that I've done. Of course, a part of my journaling experience has already been said in season 2 and season 3, which is India and Philippines. But of course, there are a lot of pieces within the episodes that were not written and were not really expressed fully, because of course, I'd like to put them all and compile them in a book and dig deep into that. So that's going to be my journaling experience. I'm a newbie journaler. And I just want to be a part of this community. I mean, I want to express and learn more. I mean, I am also learning. Yes, I'm learning how to express myself because, like, as you guys know, I'm a podcaster and I love to talk. So I want to put my voice on paper and I want to get it out there. And I want to look at the reflection. I want to reflect on the things that I've done that can be beneficial for others. And, you know, I also had the season, again, season 5, where reflection, we spoke about that. Again, everything in my book, I want to talk about it in deep dive. Probably this may take me months, this may take me years to write it down. But every day I've allotted at least 30 minutes to work on this, and who knows. So I'm excited, and I hope you guys could answer the question, why should you journal if you are getting into the space? So upon doing further research, I realized that journaling, the niche of journaling, is very much thin. In terms of what I have Googled so far, of course, I just asked Google, what are the other types of niches in the journaling space? I just learned just now, actually, that journal is so limited that it's mostly written form, reflection, bullet points, arts, music. There are so many things. I would love to take a deep dive in every episode and segregate them in each episode. But there's two things. There are two outlets that I would bring if I were to offer some form of creative juice, I guess, or a creative outlet aside from written format forms of journaling. I would like to offer two ways of journaling, which also has its pros and cons aside from written format. One is, of course, video, which is vlogging, and podcasting, which is one of my passions. So, of course, you guys know I'm also journaling my podcast in this new series. So I'm excited to see if some of it is going to be combined. But I want to talk about the pros and cons of considering, if you are considering journaling and you want to find other outlets aside from written format, if you're not a technical writer like me, I would suggest vlogging and I would suggest vlogging or podcasting, because those are the two outlets. I started from podcasting audio wise, and I took the leap into video podcasting, and now I'm taking another leap into journaling. And deep down inside, I also love philosophy, and I also like to journal my creative thoughts and experiences. Of course, that's another segment altogether. So the pros and cons that I look at when it comes to vlogging, of course, vlogging is an amazing experience. You get to go, if you're a travel vlogger, it's the same thing as travel journaling. You put it in a log and you put it, but here you get to visually see and you get to visually experience with other people the beauty of the experience of going to another country. It's like traveling without traveling, you know? So that is one. The pro is basically you got a visual idea of where you are. Aside from traveling, of course, there are some vlogs that differentiate themselves from certain. Everybody has niches. Some vlogging, some gaming. You know, it's a niche. It's a bag of worms. Of course, who knows? We might uncover down in this episode, in the coming episodes. So the thing is, the main pro that I would say about vlogging is, of course, it's a visual format for visual people. So you get to see the certain dates, timestamps, and all of that is so automatic. Like once you upload it in a platform like YouTube or Twitch or wherever it is you guys do your videos, you got a timestamp and it's automatic. That's one thing I love about videos. The con is, of course, not everything you go through in life, like breakup, of course, or a loss of someone or a loss of a job. You know, you cannot really vlog those things, you know. So I guess the solution to that con is, I guess, writing them down and putting them on paper or on laptops or tablets or whatever. So that is the solution to the con of vlogging. And now I want to transition from vlogging to podcasting. Podcasting is an amazing experience. Believe me, if you haven't started a podcast, guys, try it. I mean, it gives you some form of freedom to express yourself. One thing is, of course, podcasting is purely audio based, and if you're not comfortable with a camera like what I do with Vidcast, you can also switch off the camera and just do audio, you know. And in terms of podcasting, there's so many platforms, you know, there's so many platforms of storytelling. You don't have to be exactly your journal. You can put yourself as a hero in a fantasy world where you can take yourself to a magical ride where you save the queen or you save the king or whatever it is, you know, create your own story. And that's the beauty of podcasts, you know. But the downside of it is it's only audio, so you don't have a visual aspect, and everything you do, of course, it's also automated once you upload it, but you have to do a lot of writing work, especially when you're writing descriptions and whatnot. So that is, of course, the downside, but you still have to work. So those are the two suggestions that I would like to offer the journaling community. But then again, to each his own. And if you like those two options and you have other options that you guys would like to ask, go ahead, go do it, experiment, try, express yourself. The main point is you've done something. You should do something that you should be particularly proud of. So anyway, I'm excited. This segment is called Write It Yourself. So, of course, I'm going to take a deep dive into journaling, stuff that you should do. I'm new to the niche, but I think I finally found my home. And I'm excited and I'm looking forward to the upcoming episodes. So, yeah, with that in mind, if you enjoyed this episode, give it a thumbs up. And if you like to connect with me, let's connect. The Rajiv Show, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify. All the links are down below. With that in mind, cheers, folks, and I'll see you in the next episode.